podcast, commentary, patience. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. So back in the 2022, back during the holiday season here in the United States for that, my wife grabbed me this deck of cards, and it is called Kickstart Creativity. And it's by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. And what that is it's 50 cards to spark inspiration. And I thought to myself, why do I need this? I'm the head instigator for Create Art Podcast. Why would I need inspiration? I am giving inspiration. I'm giving creativity away, you know? But I found that going through these cards, and what I'm doing here in 2023 is I'm going through these cards once a week, and I'm going to be talking about, you know, the ideas that they present in these cards. It's, you know, just one simple idea. This week, it's, as you heard at the beginning there, it's patience. Wait for it. There you go. Oh, no, not anticipation, not like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but today's card is patience. But anyhow, what these cards do is they break down the word and they give you some challenges. There's three types of cards. There is the green perspective cards, which is what we're working on now. They have nice little designs on them. There you go. There is the action cards, and then there's the, which is the red cards, and the intention cards. And so far, I'm recording this in July. And so far, we've gone through all the red cards. We're working our way through the green cards, and then we'll do the blue cards. I believe that's how we've done it. I could be wrong on that. You know what you can do? You can go back to the previous episodes and check it out. But today we're going to be talking about patience. And as a father of twins, teaching that to my kids and teaching that to myself is sometimes a difficult thing. So let's go right to the card itself and see what it says. So patience, and you can read along with me if you've got these cards. Cultivate patience for the great stuff of life develops while we wait. This one is a tough one for me. Patience is very tough for me because I am definitely a Gen Xer, and I am definitely of instant gratification culture. So patience is a tough one. I want to learn things quickly. I want things to happen. Boom, boom, boom. I want everything to go according to plan. And when it doesn't, it throws me in a bit of a tizzy. I can recover from it, but I want the stuff now. I want it now. Which reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, the original one from the 70s, not what Johnny Depp did, and not the Wonka that's coming out this year, which I'm not going to go see. But yeah, it's one of those things that it's a difficult but worthwhile lesson to learn. You have to wait for things. You have to allow things to develop. And you may not learn how to do, you know, whatever artistic practice you're wanting to get into right away. Some of you are viewing this, and thank you for viewing this on the YouTube channel. Some of you are, you know, listening to it the old school way, just audio only. But for those of you that are watching this, if you look right over my shoulder here, that wasn't a first draft. The painting that I'm pointing out there, that was not a first draft. The painting that I'm pointing at over here was not a first draft. There's another painting right back here that looks like a cityscape brick wall there. These were not first drafts. These are not my first attempt at doing stuff like this. These are many, many attempts. And I had to learn how to do the stuff that I do. Well, not all of those are my books, but the poetry books that I've done, I started writing in, 1988? I didn't put my first book of poetry out until 2006. So that's a long time to wait to put out your poetry into the public in that fashion. And even then, I took a couple of years for the next one to pop out. First one is Throwing Myself at the Ground and Missing. Second one was Postcards from Somebody You Don't Know. Third one was Wisdom from the Sack. And the fourth one is Crop Circles in My Chest Hair. So that took time. That wasn't, just one-offs and, I just wrote that and boom, it was done. And I attend a poetry reading every Friday night. And, the people that go there are of a younger generation and they really pride themselves. They think it's really cool to just write something and then go ahead and perform it. And I'm a little bit old school. I'm like, no. You need to let that marinate. You need to find the beats. You need to find out what's going on with it. And, and then you put it out in public. But they have a different viewpoint of it. And I got to confess that sometimes I had that viewpoint of it. I'm going to write it and then pop it out there. I'm going to be caught in the spirit of it. And, there's something to be said about that, but there's also something to be said about letting stuff marinate and thinking about it. So let's go on with this card and see what it says here. Patience often feels like an old-fashioned idea in a high-speed world. Gee, I just talked about that. Just as time transforms compost into black soil, patience allows us to process our experiences before creating something new from them. Seek presence over productivity. Focus less on the harvest, delighting instead in the magic of gestation. I once attended a concert by Saul Williams in Rockford, Illinois, and it was at Rock Valley Community College that he was at. And I was the last person in line to have him sign a book that I had. And he wrote something in there, and I remember it to this day, and it really touched me. And I think that's the point where I can say I dropped away from, hey, write it and put it out there and be in the spirit to think about it. And what he wrote in there was, he said, enjoy the journey, Saul Williams. Didn't say anything about the destination because we're not at the destination yet. Enjoy the journey. Always be improving. Always find new ways to improve. Always, but all he wrote was enjoy the journey, Saul Williams. And I have that book to this day, right back in there in my bookcase somewhere. And it's important that we take the time, that we enjoy it, that we savor it, that we go about our life and, do the artwork, do the piece, do the project, whatever it is that you're doing, but then think about it before you present it to the public. And think and be critical, but again, we're taming our inner critic. So really think about what you're doing, what you're putting out there. Let it marinate in your head for a while because you may come up with something better. Now, that's not to say, hey, keep on working on this one painting forever and a week and keep on adding and subtracting stuff and never put it out there. I'm not saying that. It's a fine balance. It is a tightrope walk for sure for any of us. But give it a shot, really think about what you're putting out there in the world. And I think you will get enjoyment from it. You can journal about it and, ruminate about it and talk about the journey and note the journey of it. But definitely, take your time with things. It's not a rush, okay? We're not, trying to do a race here. Who can paint or who can write the most poems the fastest. Okay. I've got, I don't know, 500-800 poems, maybe 1,000 poems. And most of them haven't seen the light of day because they're not ready yet. And I need to go back to them. And I'm actually going back to my old stuff and redoing it and putting it on the cloud so that way my kids can see it. Because right now they're all handwritten. So if I type it up, because my handwriting is not the best, I'll admit that. But, you know, I'm typing it up so that way future generations can enjoy it. In future generations and in my family. Now, will I put out a collected works of Tim Bryan? Sure, absolutely. But for right now, I'm slowly going through them, getting back into the mood of them and doing some editing with them. You know, now that I know how to do things better, that's what I'm doing with it. So, you know, I challenge you to do that with your work. Take a look at the old stuff that maybe you haven't put out to anybody. And, you know, revise it a little bit and see and let it marinate for a little bit. Don't let it sit on a shelf and collect dust. Go back to it. If you have to schedule time to go back to it, schedule time to go back to it. But I think that will help you tremendously in your work. Now, you know me, I like definitions because basically I want to, you know, break down the mystery of, you know, art and the art world for you. So that way you're not intimidated by it, you know, and you can talk the talk and walk because you're already walking the walk. So I want to help you, you know, be able to go up to those stuffed shirts that we all see, you know, hopefully I never come across as that, but you know, these stuffed shirts that are the gatekeepers and we can, you know, talk their talk and it's kind of like a Goodwill Hunting is how I view it, you know, and where he, you know, goes up to that, you know, that grad student and just rips him a new one and then, you know, gets the phone number of the girl and he goes, "Do you like apples? How do you like these apples?" So go look at Goodwill Hunting. But anyhow, definitions. Let's talk definitions here. So this one is patience. The quality of being patient as the bearing of provocation, annoyance, misfortune, or pain without complaint, loss of temper, irritation, or the like, an ability or willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with delay. Wow, that's a lot to take in. That is a lot to take in with patience. But, and I hate that it starts off with the quality of being patient. But what it really is saying is that, you know, all this stuff can, you know, go against you and you don't want to complain about it, you know, annoyance, misfortune, pain, provocation. Don't complain about it. You know, loss of temper, irritation, suppress that stuff. You know, if you're delayed with something, suppress that stuff, put it in a box, put it away, compartmentalize it. No. But not allowing those things to deter you from the final goal is really the crux of that definition. So are you going to get it today, tomorrow? No, it takes patience to develop patience. I'm sorry to say it does take patience to develop patience. But at the end, because we're focusing on the journey, not the destination, but at the end, once you have perfected patience, then you can go, wow, that was an incredible journey. One thing that I really like about these cards is they give you challenges. And it's, you know, meant for either you or if you're in a group of collaborators, you know, if you're in a group of creatives. So the first challenge is bat away thoughts of glory and stardom, patiently returning to the practice of the project before you. And I've had a lot of people in my life, a lot of artists in my life that, you know, they want to be remembered forever. Robbie Miller, they want to be remembered forever. They want to be, you know, have books written about them. Here's the thing. Go on the journey. Don't worry about that destination. Do you think Saul Williams is worried about the destination? No. He's just enjoying the journey. He's just going, you know, with whatever he's doing. I know here in 2023, he's re-releasing a lot of his albums on vinyl. You know, he's done a movie just recently, and it's a movie that I don't really understand. So it's a movie that I need to come back to, Neptune Frost, I believe it's called. But yeah, is he going to win a Golden Globe or an Emmy for it or whatnot? I probably not, but the people that see it and understand it are going to be touched by it. Similar to Eyes Wide Shut by Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick, in my opinion, writes movies that are years in advance that people won't get them until maybe 10 or 15 years later. And Eyes Wide Shut is one of those. And for me, and when I saw it, I was like, and then I come back to it again and again and again, and I look at it and I'm like, oh, okay. No, I get it. No, I get it. No, I get it. And, but that's patience. That's sometimes you have to have patience with the artists that you enjoy. And sometimes as an artist, you need to have that patience. So don't think that you're automatically going to win, you know, $1 billion for an idea that you have. Work at it. Maybe it'll come, maybe it won't. But you know what? Record that journey, because there you go. There's another piece of work right there for you that you can put out, that you can say, hey, I made this painting, and this is my journey of how I made that painting. Boom. Two for one right there. Go figure. That's well worth the price of admission to this podcast. The next thing is, the next challenge is identify three habits you or your colleagues could adopt that would help you see the practice as the point. I think one habit that you could develop, and for me, I need to develop this habit, is actually journaling my process through. Now, I do a weekly journal for my kids, you know, kind of telling them, you know, what's going on in their lives and what's going on in the world. And, you know, I usually do it on Friday, but that's one thing that I want to practice, is to journal the process of anything that I create. You know, what was I going through? What was the initial idea? And then how did that idea evolve? Because I'm a big one about, you know, ideas evolving and getting huge and doing wonderful things. So that could be a habit that you develop, is, you know, journaling it. And then that journal could turn into a book on how I got to this point, you know. So give that a shot for yourself. I'm going to give that one to you for free. But think of two others that you could, two other habits that you could develop. Another habit that I do is when I write a piece, I like to sit on it and wait for a minute. Especially if it's an emotional piece, I really want to think about, have I dealt with the issue? Because I don't like to do therapy on stage. I really don't. I don't like to break down on stage. So, you know, I'll sit on it and I'll wait till the really intense feelings have passed. And then I can go and present that to the public. The third challenge is produce raw materials right now. If you're writing, write or type quickly without going back to judge your efforts. Then work with your raw material like a gardener would till the soil. Explore, sift, turn it over, and then just let it sit for a while. And that is something that everyone can do. Just pop it out and then reread it, look at it, edit it, let it sit with your soul. And then when it's ready to be, you know, consumed in public, then put it out there. And again, an idea is maybe journal the process. You know, hey, I put this out here. I typed this crazy thing. And, you know, I typed, you know, 30,000 words of this novel, you know, overnight. And then I went back and edited it, and it took 6 months to edit it, and it turned out to be 100,000 words, and it's a great novel. And this is how I got to it. And, you know, this is who I talked to get it published, and this is my agent, blah, 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 and you can write about that. So not only do you have the novel, but you have the making of the novel. Sometimes the making of is a lot more fun than the actual piece itself. One of my favorite books, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The BBC did a TV version of it. And the making of how they did it, to me, is... they were pretty faithful to it as well they could, you know, with the budget that they had and all that. But the making of it was fantastic. And then, you know, you watch the movie, and then you watch the making of, and then you watch the movie again, and you go, wow, I missed that. Well, that's cool how they did that. And for some people, that ruins the magic. But for me, that makes me just go, wow, okay, yeah, no, I missed that. And let me look at that again. So try that for yourself. Give that a shot. A couple ideas that I want you to consider, some points I want you to consider, is I want you to embrace the process. Yes, the destination is a wonderful thing. We get to show our stuff. We get to recite our works and all that kind of jazz. But embrace the process. Really fall in love with the process of how you got from a blank page to boom, something that's on the screen, on the page, on the canvas, what have you. But embrace that process. Really learn to love it. Because a lot of people are like, I hate the process. It's so painful. It's so long. Learn to love the process. Learning from your setbacks. You know, you're going to make mistakes. And, you know, Bob Ross always says that, you know, they're happy accidents. They're not mistakes. You know, if there's a no, find out why. You're trying to publish a novel and somebody says no. Well, find out why. You know, what did they not like about it? What, you know, is the market not ready for it yet? Or is the publisher not the right publisher for you? Gallery says they won't, you know, hang your paintings. Well, why not? Why won't you hang? Well, I do crazy stuff that looks like a 4-year-old on crack painted it. So maybe that gallery is not the right gallery to put that artwork up. And if you go, well, that's the only gallery in town. Well, then gosh darn it, you need to start your own gallery. Why not? Nurturing creativity with time. See, I didn't paint the stuff. I didn't write, you know, a lot of the poetry, you know, the first time out. A lot of mistakes happened to get to this point. And a lot of trial and error happened to get to that point. And I find that when I take the time and really focus on what I'm trying to create, really think about what I'm trying to create, then that creativity just starts flowing and flowing and flowing. I'm doing video podcasts now, and I think it's fantastic. And I'm getting little ideas on how to do things. And, you know, maybe in a year or 2 years, when you see these video podcasts, you're going to go, wow. He's really well put together. But when you see the initial ones, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, what was he doing? Put some makeup on, dude. Put a shirt on, dude. Finding inspiration in patience. I want you to find some inspiration in patience. Because then, when we're being patient, when we're like holding off and just, you know, allowing things to flow through us, then we can find that inspiration. And again, if you're journaling, and I need to do this, if you're journaling the progress, the process, the journey, you'll find some inspiration in that. And, you know, again, go for a twofer thing. Here's the work, and here's how I got to the work, as two separate things. Honing your craft. The more patient you are, the better it's going to be. That's all I got to say about that. The more patient you are, the better it's going to be. Because you're going to work at it. You're going to work at it harder. You know, if you're being patient with it, you're going to work at it a lot harder. And it's going to be a lot more rewarding, because then we'll be, my last thought to consider is celebrating progress. So my very first videos that I've ever done, yeah, whatever. My very first podcast that I ever did, oh my God, they're unlistenable. They're horrible. But now, not only am I doing the audio, I'm doing the video as well. And, you know, the video I'm just starting off with, so it's getting better and better. And I'm just, you know, I'm pleased as punch with it. So again, I need to go and get journaling on this and saying, okay, this is what happened. This one went wrong. Even in this recording of it. I'm finding that I'm going to tell you a little bit how the sausage is made here. So I like to record on a different program the part where you hear, you know, create our podcast, commentary, patience. Okay. I like to record that just the audio and then, you know, put it in with the video here. But I found that, you know, because I have this program called ClipChamp that's helping me with my videos here. I found that if I have that on, I can't turn it off and use Hindenburg, which is what I usually use for my just audio podcasts, because it'll make a horrible sound. It'll make me sound like I'm in this big, huge cavern and I can't fix it, or I can't fix it to the point that I like it. So I've learned something with today's video that I need to turn ClipChamp off. I need to record this, turn it off, and then put in the other piece. Or I usually use Descript to kind of extract the audio out of the video and then put it into a podcast. So I'll probably end up doing that. But yeah, the things that we learn. You know, 10 years ago, did I ever think I was going to be doing this? Heck no. Heck no. I was not a YouTube kind of person. And now here I am. So here I am celebrating with you. Well, it's come to that time that we're going to go ahead and close it out here. If you want to reach out to me, I'd really appreciate it. Email me at timothy@createartpodcast.com. I'd love to hear about your journey and what you're working on. And if you want to be on the show, I'd love to have you on the show. That way we can discuss it with the audience here. You'll see me on YouTube, obviously. You're on YouTube. I'm on the Instagram, the Twitter, the Threads, the Facebook. All that will be in the show notes. I also have a monthly newsletter called Create Art Podcast Newsletter. This is, again, something I'm learning how to do. I'm enjoying the process of it. So all that will be in the show notes there for you, and you can find it at createartpodcast.com/podcast episodes. And then this one will probably be commentary, patience. But yeah, go to the website, go to podcast episodes, and you will find this episode is the next one in line. I do have a special message for you, actually three of them. You know, if you found this podcast to have some value, go ahead and share it with a friend, because that's the best way to discover new podcasts. And I do want this to be a 5-star podcast in your eyes. So if it wasn't a 5-star podcast, let me know. Let me know what you think and what would make it a 5-star podcast. And I speak about, you know, sharing this podcast with a friend. I also run another one called Find a Podcast About. Guess what we do on that one? We find podcasts. And that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. And you can find that one at findapodcastabout.xyz. Again, YouTube channel. A lot of my old episodes are, you know, with the static image, with the little audiogram kind of stuff. So I'm trying to utilize YouTube a little bit more. So definitely find me there. I'd like to end this episode like I usually do. I'm here to help you tame your inner critic. I'm here to help you create more than you consume. Now go out there, make some art for somebody you love. Yourself. Talk to you next time.